As I move further, proceedings on the roll call will be dispensed with, and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The motion prevails, and the Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Edwin DeBose from Good Samaritan United Methodist Church in Edina. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Lord God, who has many names among us, we come from many different faith traditions. May our personal faith give us strength to act honestly and well in all matters before us. We thank you that we can turn to you in any place or situation. You've promised to be with us at all times, so we invite you to be present with us today. We pray for our brave men and women who serve in the military and defend this country. Whether they serve here or abroad, watch over them and protect them, shield them from all harm. We pray for all who serve and protect us. We lift up today the police and firefighters. Protect and watch over them. We pray today especially for the officers from New Hope who've been shot, that you could help them recover, that you would be their good physician. Lord, we've been given a great responsibility by the people of this state. We gather to make decisions for the people we represent in our communities. Help us to use our best skills and judgment. Fill us with a spirit of understanding, compassion, knowledge, and fear of the Lord. Bless us with the gifts of counsel and discernment so that we might combine our skills and efforts and work together as your people. We recognize our responsibility to the rights and needs of both individuals and community. As trusted servants, we seek blessings on our deliberations and on our efforts here today. Amen.
I pledge allegiance Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Buck, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rood, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. The second order of business, members will make note of executive and official communications printed in the agenda. Third order of business, messages from the House.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file herewith returned. Senate file number 1, a bill for an act relating to financing and operation of state government, providing deficiency funding for disaster assistance. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Fifth order of business, reports of committee. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
Senator Peterson.
Madam President, pursuant to Rule 21, I object to the reference of Senate File 86.
Senate File 86 will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. On the motion to adopt the other reports of committees, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. The motion prevails, and the reports of the committees are adopted. The eighth order of business is the introduction and first reading of Senate bills with the following changes on pages 3 and 7. Senate File 367 will be referred to the Committee on Capital Investment, 376 to the Committee on Judiciary, and Senate File 406 to the Committee on Finance. First reading. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions, which are printed in the Senate agenda. All in favor of the author motions, please say aye. Opposed, no. The motions are adopted. Senator Hayden.
Good. Well, thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 170 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Health, Human Service, and Housing. Madam President, it was just referred to the wrong committee. I've talked to both chairs, and they're comfortable.
Senator Hayden, you have visited with both chairs. On Senator Hayden's motion, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. The motion prevails. Senator Latz.
Madam President, I move that the appointment of Ramona Dolman, Commissioner of Public Safety, reported in the Journal for January 21, 2015, be withdrawn from the Committee on Transportation and Public Safety and be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
Senator Latz, would you offer us an explanation, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. This was improperly referred to the Transportation and Public Safety Committee for confirmation. The chair of that committee concurs with this re-referral.
On the motion by Senator Latz, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. The motion prevails. Senate resolutions number 67 and 68 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. The secretary will read Senate resolution number 69.
Senators Bach and Hahn introduce Senate resolution number 69, a Senate resolution relating to the scheduling of standing committee meetings.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, members, what this resolution does is change the time and the room of the Higher Ed Committee committee meetings. Madam President, I move adoption of Senate Resolution number 69.
On the motion, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. The motion prevails. The Secretary will read Senate Resolution number 70.
Senators Bach and Hahn introduce Senate Resolution number 70, a Senate resolution relating to mileage, setting the miles traveled by members of the Senate in going to and returning from the Capitol.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, this resolution is the resolution we passed earlier, setting the round-trip mileage for members to and from their home. One member wanted to make a change to the number that we previously approved, so the adoption of this resolution essentially has the effect of amending the previous one that we passed, but we do it with a new resolution. So, Madam President, I move adoption of Senate Resolution number 70.
Secretary will take the roll. Members will please vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 61 ayes and 0 nays, the motion prevails. And the resolution is adopted. The Secretary will read Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4.
Senators Bach and Hahn introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4, a Senate Concurrent Resolution adopting deadlines for the 2015 session.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, members, this concurrent resolution sets the committee deadlines for this session of the legislature. You should have all gotten an email on that probably more than a week ago now. It sets March 20th as the first committee deadline, Friday, March 22nd or 27th as the second committee deadline, and then Friday, April 24th. As the third committee deadline. So, Madam President, I think everybody's aware of it. I move Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4.
On the motion by Senator Bach, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. Motion prevails, and the resolution is adopted. 13th order of business is announcements of Senate interest. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Kunin, Reinert, Anderson, Ninau, Cohen, Alday, Senator Gazelka, 11:15 till the end of session. Other announcements of Senate interest. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do now adjourn until Monday, February 2nd at 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. Motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned.